And we are now joined by Jennifer Kimari Martinelli. I might have to ask her to pronounce her name, Jennifer. And she's here to chat to us today about her Hoplone Glassworks that have been selected as a finalist for the 2025 National Australian and Torres Strait Islander Awards. Good morning, Jennifer, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
That's a pleasure. Now, can you just pronounce your name for me, Jennifer?
You're almost there. It's Kimari.
Kimari. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you are an artist in glasswork, which just looks so difficult. Can you tell me how you got into it? What drew you to glasswork?
Well, glass is a very seductive medium because the other material that you work with all the time is light, because it refracts light so beautifully. And I've always been attracted to glass. But because I came from a sculpture background. So when the old powerhouse in Canberra was being converted into a glass artist's facility, I was keeping an eye on what was happening, and then a group of us, as four Indigenous artists, got some funding for us to do beginners workshops in five different glass techniques. And basically, it's continued on from there, and now I'm a studio tenant there, and that's where all my work is made.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's, you know, hot work. I mean, how do you stop yourself getting burnt? Do you have lots of burns, a lot of scars from your work?
No, not any, because the safety precautions that we follow are very strict. So there's a lot of protective clothing and footwear. But also, you're working with the molten glass. It's the end of a metre long blowpipe. So it's even though the pipe heats up a little bit, you keep cooling it down, and you're very used to keeping the hot end at a bit of a distance.
Right. Yes, that's a good idea. Now, about the awards that you were a finalist in, can you tell us a little bit about the works that you've submitted to it?
The work I've put in is something of a departure from my signature works, which is usually work inspired by woven traditional objects. But this time it's called The Painted Desert Continuous Creation Story. And I've devised a series of six rainbow serpent eggs, which are made on the surface as to tell the story over the 18 million years of the creation of the painted desert in far north South Australia. This is a place that's exquisitely beautiful. It's just like the ancestors got a paintbrush and painted them in all these extraordinary colours. There's yellows and orange and red and purple and black and white and every colour in between. And it changes constantly because it's quite fragile surface, and so the wind has a lot to do with it, and rains when they happen. But my father was born at Hookie's Waterhole, which is within sight of the tops of the pop-ups and of the painted desert, and it can be seen from there, so it becomes a special place. And the song lines from that place run through into the lower southern Aranda country that is my grandmother's country. So there's a deep connection with the place. And also I've been photographing it from the air every time I fly over the painted desert for well over 30 years. So a lot of the colour transitions in the rainbow serpent eggs that tell the story are based on the colour markings of the land that have been taken from my aerial photography.
Well, it sounds amazing. And I've seen your work before in a local Redfern gallery. And it was very beautiful. I love glasswork myself. So good luck with the awards. I hope you get the prize. I hope you win it. All the best. And it's been lovely to chat with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. That was Jennifer Martinello, OAM, who is talking to us about her artwork that is a finalist at the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Award. So we'll put that on the website if you're interested in hearing that story again or actually finding out how her name is spelt. That is where to actually find out.